from ABC News. I'm Stephen Portnoy. It's been 3 days since the earthquake struck. Only today has President Obama been able to reach the president of Haiti by phone. Only today has the U.S. military begun unloading aid from cargo planes. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the airport in Port-au-Prince.
You can hear the C-130 idling on the tarmac behind me. Pallets of food and water have started to arrive. Just in front of me, boxes of vegetable oil, cans of beans, and sacks of rice. But this is just sitting here. It will take some time before it's distributed to Haitians who struggle to cope. Aid workers say they will not deliver all of this stuff without security for fear the trucks will be overwhelmed by the estimated 3 million people here in need. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Port-au-Prince.
There are several stories of survival coming out of Haiti. ABC's Kate Snow has been following rescue workers from Northern Virginia who today pulled two men from the rubble of a collapsed hotel.
They were trapped in elevators side by side, and the two men were talking to each other all these days in English, trying to keep each other going, keep their hopes up. I talked to Carlos Carrillo. He's from the Fairfax Fire Department, Fairfax, Virginia, happened to be the one who pulled Dan Woolley out of that elevator shaft. He said he was talking to Dan, and Dan just kept saying, get her done, get her done, get me out of here.
Kate Snow in Haiti. The FDA has blasted the makers of Tylenol for not acting sooner to recall some 60 million bottles of contaminated products that could make you sick to your stomach. The government says the danger's not severe. The chemical that leaked into the bottles makes the pills smell moldy. An NBA player from the Washington Wizards has admitted he did carry a gun into the locker room.
Gilbert Arenas stood quietly in court, pleading guilty to felony gun charges that could bring up to 5 years in prison. But prosecutors say they'll recommend a sentence at the low end of the penalty range, up to 6 months in jail. Arenas, suspended by the NBA, waived his right to a jury trial.
Vic Ratner. The Dow is down 100 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Congress passed a law that gives you specific rights to help protect your identity. You can check out the FTC website and take the steps to try and avoid identity theft and how to fix it if you are a victim. But why bother when you can have LifeLock take care of it for you for only $10 a month? Give us a try today for just $10 per month. Call 1-800-580-3309. That's 1-800-580-3309. 1-800-580-3309. Or go to LifeLock.com.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts. Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
President Obama is now stepping into the special election for the Senate seat in Massachusetts, a seat formerly held by Ted Kennedy, and it could go to the Republican. The stakes for the Democrats are very high since they ride on the razor's edge with 60 votes in the Senate. Some polls show Republican Scott Brown ahead in a state with a 3-to-1 Democratic advantage.
Massachusetts phones are ringing with this incoming call.
Hi. This is President Barack Obama.
The president's voice in a recording for Tuesday's election, where Democrats may not hold Ted Kennedy's Senate seat.
But a lot of people don't even realize there is an election on Tuesday.
President Obama declined to go campaign for Democrat Martha Coakley, but he's recorded this as Republican Scott Brown surges in the polls, endangering the Democrats' narrow margin in the Senate for the upcoming health care votes. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Survivors of the Miracle on the Hudson landing have toasted their luck at the spot where the plane went down 1 year ago today. They took a ferry out on the Hudson River, where the crippled jet created a scene of terror and heroism. They raised their glasses at the moment of impact to toast Captain Sully Sullenberger and his crew. ABC News Radio and the major television networks in the country will air an all-star telethon for Haitian earthquake relief next Friday. Wyclef Jean will helm the show from New York. George Clooney will host the part from Los Angeles, and Anderson Cooper of CNN will be on live from Haiti. This is ABC News.
Let's have an economist explain the value of the dollar.
The dollar's strength factors in the exchange rate with several foreign currencies.
Okay, let's have an ace customer explain the value of the dollar.
I got this GE energy-saving light bulb for $1.
That's more like it. Now through Monday at the Ace Dollar Day sale, we've cut prices on almost everything. From light bulbs for $1 to a 32-gallon trash can for $8. Get in, get help, get on with your life. Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. More help from Haiti from the Bay Area. An organization that collects donated medical supplies from hospitals was helped by volunteers in San Leandro today.
These triage supplies were selected by our partner in Haiti. These are for first responders.
National Nurses United, based in Oakland, says more than 7,000 nurses in the U.S. have volunteered to go to Haiti as well. 1,000 of them are from California. And a British professor testified in a same-sex marriage trial here in San Francisco today that children are not hurt by having gay parents and would benefit if those parents could be married. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Dublin, westbound 580 before 680, it's a crash on the shoulder, a pickup truck versus a big rig. Benicia accident, southbound 680 after Industrial Way. A big rig with a set of double tankers and another car in the right lane. And in uncertain times, there is a company you can count on to help keep your family safe and secure. For more, visit NewYorkLife.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon, patchy fog for tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy for your Saturday. A light rain late Saturday afternoon, and it'll become heavy by Sunday. It's 54 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. This is, I guess, some of us are not alone in this deal here. The White House has weighed in, slamming Pat Robertson's remark that Haiti has been cursed because they made a deal with the devil in 1791. His spokesman said the comments were based on voodoo rituals carried out before a slave rebellion against the French colonists. Spokesman said, what do you care what the spokesman said? Everybody is kind of speechless how someone could make comments like this. White House advisor on Good Morning America statements left her speechless. Pretty stunning comment to make. Doesn't express the spirit of the American people or the president. And goes on and on and on. Now, Heather has a friend, Todd, who said something I think I didn't think about yesterday, and that's smart. Like, how does Pat Robertson know the devil so very well? How does he know what deal the devil made? And what a sad, sad, sad type of a comment. And I said, it makes me, my anger will subside, that if Mr. Robertson dies a very, very painful, long and terrible death, I think we are all within our rights to say, well, you're being punished for your evil thoughts and the evil things that you've said. Well, of course, now we've got to deal with our friend Rush, who's making headlines. And there's an open letter here by Robert Ebert. And it says, you should be horsewhipped for the insult you've paid to the highest office of our nation. And evidently, Rush said that the Haiti crisis will play right into Obama's hands. He's humanitarian and compassionate, and they'll use this to burnish their credibility with the black community. I do believe that everything is political to this president, said Limbaugh. Everything this president sees is a political opportunity, including Haiti, and he will use it to burnish his credentials with minorities in this country and around the world and to accuse Republicans of having no compassion. Well, as far as I can tell, Republicans and Democrats are resoundingly on Rush's case for this. Inappropriate. And yet, part of me, I'm in the broadcasting business, and it also shows what a brilliant broadcaster Rush is and how he can continue to generate publicity and attention to his program and his other thoughts. And I don't know. I don't say this without knowledge. I mean, Rush and I go way back. Many of you don't know this, but once upon a time, there was no Rush Limbaugh. And my partner and I had syndicated this show you're listening to, the Dr. Dina Dell Show, out in 300-400 cities. And one day he comes to me and says, hey, listen to this. I think we should syndicate this guy. And Rush has acknowledged this in his biography. You can go read it if you doubt me. And I'm not saying there'd be no Rush Limbaugh without me, but then again, life is strange. And I said, no way, people don't want to hear that stuff. Can you imagine? That was one of the stupidest mistakes I ever made. Nevertheless, I don't know. We'll see how this one plays out. We'll see how this one plays out because there seems to be bipartisan antipathy towards such comments. And I don't know how it doesn't tear your heart out. I that's just me. I look out through my eyeballs and my brain, and I just see what's going on there. And I just, like, Oh, my God, brings tears to your eyes. I don't know what Rush's feelings are when he sees this stuff. Speaking of feelings, all right, it's been about a year. Miracle on the Hudson. What would you have been thinking as that plane was going down? Would you have made promises to yourself? You know, they call them foxhole prayers. You know, we all get religious in the foxhole when our lives are about to end. And there's a piece today in the New York Times, I don't have time to go through it all, that's really interesting because somebody has put together a list of the reactions of all the survivors. And the, you know, if I live promises that they made and grim reflections. And the vows towards self-improvement, the deals people make to do better in their lives came later. It seems that most people don't think about improving their lives when you're heading down to the icy water. They think about preserving their life and surviving. But the self-improvement vows come up hours, days, or weeks later. And they have several passengers here, you know, describing their lives. And they are, I think, interesting lessons for all of us. I mean, why does it take a tragedy for us to see that we need to spend more time with the kids, spend more time not doing some of the things we do, committing to specific things to do on a weekend, committing almost in writing, one fella here, you know, making the kids practice soccer practices. Many passengers promised themselves they would not take another minute around loved ones for granted. And they profile a woman here who did that. And she's also open-minded enough to say, you know, I'm a work in progress. And she said, and she's nice, happy to see other passengers who've shared their experiences. And the book is called Brace for Impact. So that's evidently on the market. My wife was getting tests back from a result for cancer, one fella said. The day before the flight, he prayed and asked God, if you're going to take anybody, take me. And the plane was struck by birds and the plane starts going down. He actually thought about that. For some reason, he decided to react much quicker than I thought he would, referring to God. I remember as the plane is going down, thinking about that and getting a smirk on my face. I was okay with that. I would take that deal for my wife or my children any day of the week. Asked now what his fellow passengers might have thought about his deal, which could have inadvertently cost all them their lives, which is a very funny egocentric aspect of religion. In other words, here's this fellow that thinks that he is so important that God has taken that plane down so he can make this deal and his wife can live. He said, well, we have a tendency to personalize this for ourselves. Don't mean to sound mean-spirited, just trying to be logical here. So anyway, a lot to think about in that. And I've seen this before in patients who you tell them they have a terrible terminal cancer, and then the lab test comes back, oops, it was a mistake, and you have them, the patient in your office say, okay, well, you're going to live. And people, after you tell them, you know, they've got the cancer, they start thinking all the things they want to do and the loved ones they want to speak to and the things they want to say. And then after you tell them they're okay, they go right back to their old bad habits. Right? Well, 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 before you nod your head in satisfaction over these headlines that you're seeing today, that our obesity rates, just like when you try to lose weight, have hit a plateau. In other words, we've gotten very fat. 68% of U.S. adults are overweight. That's a BMI of 25 or higher. And a third are obese. They are amazing numbers. But it stayed the same for a while now. What's happened? Are we getting the message? No, my friends. The plateau suggests that we've reached a biological limit of how fat you can get. When you eat more, at first you gain weight. Then a growing share of the calories you eat go into, you know, hauling around your 300-pound frame. That takes more calories. You need more food to meet, you know, to move your lard butt around. I mean, that's just what it is. And to maintain it, because you now have more mass, that requires physiological support and blood flow and nutrients, etc. So that's why we have plateaued. So don't think we're doing anything right here. It's just we've reached the physical limit, as if to say there will never be a fatter society than we are. Here is our doctors proposing, and they make a good case looking at medical records of 900 patients who had weight loss surgery found that the more weight patients lose before surgery, the less likely they were to suffer postoperative complications like kidney problems and blood clots and infections. And this is, you know, standard weight loss surgery, which has a high complication rate. So a lot of doctors here are insisting that before they do these stomach stapling deals, that patients lose a lot of weight. And a lot of patients are able to do it. I'm thinking to myself, wow, if you're able to do it, doesn't that negate the reason you're having the operation? You're having the operation because we've talked to folks who've called this program and they just aren't able to lose weight. Well, here people are having the surgery dangled in front of them, having that carrot in front of them. They're able to successfully curb the amount of food that they eat. So there's something here that's, I don't know, contradictory even to the whole deal. And yet I do find it interesting that these are people who are over 100 pounds overweight, who have given up. Nothing has worked. They usually have to document that. And yet here they are. When you promise them the surgery, they're able to lose weight. Well, you know, this idea about calorie postings in New York and how they haven't worked or have worked, depending upon what research you believe. There's one thing everybody realizes, that nothing helped during the gluttony of the holidays. And they go over this whole deal here, and they did these surveys looking at every purchase made by Starbucks. And I'm not sure Starbucks is a restaurant and is a proxy for what you normally eat in a day. But people, you know, when it starts getting to be October and towards November and the holidays and through New Year's, whew, nothing touches our ability to pound the food and the calories during that particular period of time. All right, let's switch to cigarettes here. FDA has been stopped from blocking importation of e-cigarettes. Federal judge said the FDA cannot stop shipments of electronic cigarettes. It's complicated from the point of view of the law, but I'm not so sure why we're such tight butts about electronic cigarettes. It's okay to buy cigarettes and kill yourself, but here's a product that would be very unlikely you can harm yourself and might get people to quit smoking, and everybody gets up in arms. It's kind of like when we came out with nicotine in patch and pill and hail, and they wanted it to be available only by prescription. Mind you, you know, if you're tall enough to reach the counter, you can walk in any store in America and buy cigarettes. And yet, by a nicotine product, the feds wanted you to have a prescription, which would make sure not a lot of you would have access to it. And basically, the lawsuit was successful by claiming that this is a cigarette. It's a stick. You put it in your mouth. It gives you nicotine. So why is that different than a cigarette? And why do we have special and different rules for it? Well, we'll see. And we'll see if this makes an impact. Most of these cigarettes come from China. There are some health questions about it. But boy, if you're a smoker, anything can help you. Am I really going to, you know, make a big deal about it? All right, if you're a smoker, a fascinating article here on the rise of the part-time smoker. I think this is the most insightful article, lay article I've seen on why people smoke. And it is just fascinating. It attempts to answer some of the questions we've raised here, like if nicotine is an addictive drug, why when I give you nicotine, you still can't quit smoking? And how many people here are part-time smokers? And we've stalled at 20% of you smoking. And we used to think that people who just smoke a couple of cigarettes a day or smoke or have days where they don't smoke at all, that it was a transitional phase for people on their way to ramp up to more serious habits or to quit. Not true. There are people, intermittent smokers, that can go for days without a fix, particularly if they're accustomed to smoking only in certain circumstances. And for most smokers, a desire to smoke is a complex mix of behavior, of physical addiction, and psychological factors. So they break it down into social smoking, secret smoking, people who are stress smokers, emotional smokers who smoke to stifle unpleasant emotions like anger or frustration, smoking without thinking smokers, worried about your weight smokers, scared to stop smokers. So anyway, just breaking it down like that, you know, would give people an opportunity to find themselves on the chart and to think about it. The article is called, you can Google this, it's The Rise of the Part-Time Smoker. It's a Melinda Beck article. That's the Wall Street Journal, isn't it, Heather? I My copy doesn't have the... Yeah, there's the Health Journal. Wall Street Journal, not either today or yesterday. As I said, a wonderful... Yesterday's wonderful article. If someone you or someone you love, you know, wants to take this seriously. Well, here's... you know, man, I just got to throw in something contrarian. Middle-aged adults who quit smoking will see a rise in their risk of type 2 diabetes for a year or two after they quit. That's partly because of the weight gain. When you bottom line this, don't not quit because you think you'll get diabetes, and you might. But if you're going to quit, beware that you have to deal with your food issues. I mean, of course, they say the message here is don't even start to smoke. Don't be such a fool. And if you smoke, try to give it up. But you got to watch your weight. These are 11,000 diabetes-free middle-aged adults. Okay, you're going to love this one. You're going to have to trust me, all right? Because there are parts of the world, this is about obesity, where partners can be fatter and get more sex, where you're loved more for being fat. All attitudes and perceptions and mind-blowing insights into how different cultures, mostly Western countries, Asian countries, view obesity. An eye-opener, friends, an eye-opener. Trust me on this. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adel here.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because GEICO makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. To register for a free prostate cancer screening Saturday, January 30th, call 800-216-5556.
Life's
too short to put up with that stuff, call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program. Let's start with Bernadette. How you doing, Bernadette?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I listen to you every day, and I have been stewing over a call that I heard a couple of days ago when I guess he's a regular gym called in to comment on another call regarding prenatal testing in a mother up in years. And I wanted to share my feeling with Jim specifically and everybody else that I have a child with Down syndrome. And I love her dearly, and I'm sorry that Jim feels that it's not necessary to have people with IQs on the planet that are 70 or 80, but my daughter enriches my life every day, and she has an IQ that's just that.
And yes.
I've been stewing over it, Dr. Dean, and I just had to call in and share that with you because I was really, really bummed that it was such a nonchalant attitude that he had towards somebody that is not maybe as high in IQ as he is. And I feel sorry for him that if that's all he limits himself to in company, he's missing out.
Yes, yes. Well, I wonder if he were here to talk about it. I'm trying to remember exactly how he worded it, but something more important that you've said that I think really is a misconception. I mean, having known a lot of parents with Down's kids and met some Down syndrome people, they are the sweetest people. I mean, they are lovely and gentle. And, you know, when you have kids, there are a whole bunch of things involved in terms of why you're into it, what you as a parent feel and how you feel emotionally. And I'm not sure when babies are born and they're little or even when they grow that most parents, I mean, you worry about a child and worry about them being able to, quote, take care of themselves. But when they're young and lovable and caring, it is the reason I think a lot of people, a lot of women, they will get tested, prenatal testing, and if they're told they have a Down syndrome baby, they go ahead and have it. You know, as you are certainly aware, there are people who are, you know, upset by it, and they will terminate the pregnancy. And it's the reason we have the testing. But it isn't automatic. It's not automatic. And listen, there are people, I don't know, I mean, these people, to me, they're saints, or I'm not sure, people who will, you know, adopt 15 children, all major handicaps, and give their love to them. And, you know, there's a broad spectrum. It is, you know, what, and I listen to you, and as we're talking about and listening to myself talk, I'm, you know, wondering about people who don't have any emotional reaction to seeing, you know, what happened in Haiti. And there are people like that, you know. Compassion and empathy may be hardwired in humans. And we did this study. Do you remember this? Here I have the answer. I have a scientific answer. About 2 weeks ago, that when you see someone in pain, there are many of us, and it seems to be hardwired, that on a fancy brain scan, when you see someone who's got a broken leg, for instance, lying there in pain, like you see so many times in videos from Haiti, you feel that pain. You actually feel it, and the part of your brain that would normally light up if I, you know, slammed you in the shins with a sledgehammer, lights up. And some people don't have that reaction. And I wonder if that's what separates folks, that some people don't have that compassion, and maybe that's good. You know, I could see from an evolutionary point of view that in a tribe, you might need some people who make hard, objective decisions to save the group, as opposed to sacrificing the entire group for the sake of one. It's a classic question that's asked on tests of morality. If you're the Nazis were hunting you and you're hiding under the floorboards and there's a baby there who's about to cry, and if the baby cries, the Nazis will find you and kill 15 adults. Do you smother the baby? Hold your hand over the baby's mouth to save the group? And a variety of these things. And for those of you who think morality is a simple deal, I can pull that test out. We can have some fun on the air with it one day and see how you would react, because there are no right or wrong answers. So anyway, I appreciate your call and your perspective. All right, we come back. As I mentioned, this is a fascinating study of weight issues around the world and places in the world where fat inhibits your sex lives and places in the world where it increases it and attitudes about spouses and culture. Amazing article, and I'll tell you where you can see the whole report. I'll be right back.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The airport in Haiti is running a little better today, so more help is getting in, but getting it out again to the people is still a problem. One of the groups collecting money to help Haiti is the Yele Haiti Foundation, run by Haitian singer Wyclef Jean. He also will co-host the telethon for Haiti on the 22nd. However, the charity's tax returns show over $400,000 paid to the singer himself and his business partners. About 30% of California lawmakers are under investigation for not reporting gifts from lobbyists. Investigators got suspicious when the lobbyists did report the gifts. This is KGO.
If your doctor prescribed Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it was for many good reasons. And now there's another good reason to stay with Lipitor. You can save money with a Lipitor copay card every time you refill your Lipitor prescription, up to $120 a year. Just go to onlylipitor.com to learn about the Lipitor copay card and the eligibility requirements. Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect. While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Cooking Light magazine.
Ron Owens here, and if you own a home and live in the Bay Area, chances are you've had to deal with termites. And if you haven't yet, you will, and likely soon. It's just a part of living in the Bay Area. In fact, the closer you live to the coast, the more likely it is your home has termites. So how do you choose the right company? One with experience, honesty, and the capability to deliver results. Well, just do what thousands of KGO listeners have already done. Call Planet Orange for a free home inspection. You have nothing to lose. Planet Orange is California's leading authority on termite elimination, and they're America's largest certified orange oil specialist. Orange oil is guaranteed. The treatment cost is comparable to alternatives, and it's so effective, Planet Orange includes a 2-year unconditional warranty on your entire home. Doing the right thing was never so easy. Call Planet Orange at 800-7-ORANGE. That's 800-7-O-R-A-N-G-E. Or you can visit them on the web at planetorange.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The days look so much brighter after a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini of Mancini Sleep World, inviting you to rest easy during our triple bonus mattress sale. For 40 years, we've been helping people sleep better. Come on in. We can do the same for you.
It just feels so great to sleep well, not have back pain, and feel refreshed when we wake up.
When I look for a mattress, what I'm looking for is comfort, quality, and affordability.
Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com.
For easy guidance on your commute, go to KGORadio.com. And for the most knowledgeable guidance to a maximum tax refund, go to TurboTax.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right, you can find this. It's much easier than try to read this whole thing at the Reader's Digest website. for a global poll, Wait Around the World. I have to hippity hop, and if this doesn't make you interested in knowing more about it, then you're probably skinny. Are you ready? This is 16,000 people in 16 countries. The most pressure to be thin. What do you think? Brazil, 83% complain that culture places too much emphasis on weight. India was second at 68%. United States, third. Only 62% of you complaining about an overemphasis on weight. Boy, that's complex to me. Wives who want their husbands to lose weight? Just over half of married women in the U.S. want a thinner husband. While 47% of married American men say they were unhappy with their wife's weight. Boy, if we could talk about this to each other as couples, I think that could be powerful. Don't you? Husbands who want their wife to lose weight, Indian men were most unhappy with their wife's weight. Half saying they wish their wife was thinner. Most likely to use weight loss pills. China. 37% of people in China have used diet pills, followed by Brazil, Russia, Mexico, and the United States. Only 19% say they have used diet pills. Most likely to blame their genes. 70% of Russians said their weight problems are inherited, followed by Germans and Indians. And in the United States, only 20% of you blame your genes for a weight problem. So that at least is positive. At least you're taking responsibility. Most likely to blame America. You should know this one. More than any country surveyed, the French were the most likely to blame American eating habits and American fast food companies for spreading obesity. Let me think, pick a couple more out here, and then we'll move on. Country where you are loved just the way you are. Hungary. Not only are Hungarians the least likely to feel their poundage is being eyed with public disapproval, 28% said their country's emphasis on weight was too great. Married folk more apt to be content with the shape of their spouse. Only 11% of Hungarian men and 14% of women want their mates to lose weight. I'll find one more here. And they offer charts. You know, you can see the whole, for these questions I'm raising, where all the countries in the world stand. Where do you think the highest weight loss IQ is? You'll love this. Mexico. Almost all Mexicans, 93%, report switching to a more healthful food in an attempt to lose weight. 86% tried to become more physically active. More than any other country surveyed, Mexico knows the sensible approaches to weight loss, even if the citizens don't always put that knowledge into practice. Country where the pounds are most likely to get away in the way of a promotion, 67% of Indians say that being overweight can seriously interfere with career advancement. That's 10 points higher than the next nation on the list. Country where overweight women struggle the most. That's the United States. 57% of people in China said that being fat poses no problem for either sex. United States responded to say being overweight is harder on women. And, oh, here, I got to do this one. Where fat interferes most with your sex life. Mexico and Australia. Both of those nations say being fat holds them back from having a good time in the sack. Russia close behind with 51% agreeing, and Hungarians and Dutch are least likely to say size makes a difference in their sex life. Huh? What do you think? Okay, anyway, that's Reader's Digest website. They'll have the whole report there for you. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Dell. You know, on that statistic, you're a thin man. I've seen you. I guess all the women are going to want you then for a husband.
Quite a few of them have had that opportunity. Okay, let's not go there, Michael. Next question, Michael.
This week you were talking about what people just... I'm glad you talked about this because I was always curious about it. Everybody in general is thinking all the time, driving a car, walking down the street. Are they thinking about their problems, their issues? Are the girls thinking about guys, the guys thinking about women? What was that that you had said?
Yes, okay. Let me, matter of fact, because it's lined up here to become a medical minute, so I have it right here in the file. I'll pull it out. Now, this is interesting because to me this all began with a psychology professor that I once saw it in college, who would sound a bell. Whenever he sounded the bell, he wanted every student in the room to write down exactly what they were thinking. He found college students spent a lot of time thinking about sex, which is about all I remember from that original experiment. I have on my own said many times that you are what you think, that whatever you're thinking about is who you are. If you're thinking about the gutters, thinking about the kids, thinking about this, worrying about that, money, rent, you know, all those kinds of things, that's it. That is your life experience. So I was surprised to find that it's so variable. So there's this researcher, and this is in the December 22nd New York Times. So you can find it online, called Taking Mental Snapshots to Plumb Our Inner Selves. And basically, he beeps people and says, what are you thinking right at this moment? The beeper will randomly prompt her to record everything. And she, for instance, you know, her boyfriend was asking her questions about insurance. She was trying to remember the word periodontist. She was having a strong urge to go scuba diving. On the sixth day, she was picking flower petals from a sink while hearing echoes of a phrase, nice long time, in her head. I don't know, she sounds a little on the borderlines. My research says, this is the psychology, there are a lot of people who don't ever naturally form images. And then there are people who form very florid, high-fidelity, technicolor-moving images. Some people have inner lives dominated by speech, body sensations, or emotions, and others by unsymbolized thinking that can take the form of wordless questions like, should I have the ham sandwich or the roast beef? And there's a book called Exploring Inner Experience that this doctor published, and he says inner speakers tend to be more confident. For example, in those who think in pictures, who tend to have trouble empathizing with others. So that may be why we're seeing people who don't seem to have any empathy at all for the tragedy in other countries, Haiti specifically. Bulimic women experience a clutter of simultaneous thoughts that can often be cleared by purging. And basically, a lot of psychologists are criticizing this research, and I don't know why. He says these interviews should be treated with caution. One cannot assume the subject will be honest or they're not twisting their answers. And the comparison is like trying to turn up the gas quickly enough to see how the darkness looks. That was something William James wrote in 1890. I'm not sure. I, like you, Michael, find this fascinating. I guess I wish if I had an experience that I want to have in my life, I think it would be most interesting to just be inside another human being for a day. And one way to do that, of course, is by becoming emotionally intimate with somebody. So I'm always, I mean, I do this with my wife and I've done this with my kids. We're driving along in a car and I go and I see someone's daydreaming and I go, right now, what are you thinking? Taken by surprise. And I found it to be fairly mundane. You know, the thoughts are what, how stupid, what's on your mind? These are the thoughts. If we're anxious and we have problems, we probably are thinking about those. If we're got a vacation coming up, thinking about those. If we, you know, I'm sure sex enters into it also. So I find it fascinating. I think that's how we can get to know each other. And it's a fun thing to do with somebody you're emotionally close to. Okay. December 22nd, New York Times. All right. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adele.
Imagine if you could use clean solar power and pay less for it than you're now paying for electricity. Would you do it? Now imagine if you could go solar with no money down, no upfront cost. Well, you're imagining what thousands of SolarCity customers are already experiencing. It's the SolarCity Solar Lease Program, what Scientific American called one of 20 world-changing ideas. With SolarCity Solar Lease, all you do is pay a low monthly payment that's typically less than your current electric bill. You pay zero down and could start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. But don't wait, because the first 100 Bay Area homes to lock in their contract by February 28th will get $500 cash back. Visit SolarCity.com or call 877-525-SOLAR. That's 877-525-SOLAR. 877-525-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world one home at a time.
15-year lease, no payment due at signing. Cash back after receipt of first payment following interconnection. For details, call 877-525-SOLAR.
Hey, McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
I guess that's why they call it the Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get the most 3G coverage in America and the solutions you need to do more. And right now, get one of our business-building smartphones for under $100, like the Global BlackBerry Storm for just $49.99 and the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve only $79.99, both after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon Wireless store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-VZW4-BIZ today.
Check, please.
Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Curtis, what are you doing?
Testing my air ducto ray gun.
Your air ducto ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me, and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I am not going
You have allergies and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 40% off.
40% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you'd just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4-COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck! Call Coit!
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust, trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Let's talk to Carol. How you doing, Carol?
My husband had 3 CT scans in 3 years and also a PET scan. Now, I've been in constant fear that he's going to get cancer from having had these tests. I wake up in the morning with a panic attack, my heart pounding, sweating, thinking about all this. And I'd just like to know if I'm overreacting or if there's anything that you can do to help me overcome it.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh, Carol, you so succinctly asked such a powerful, powerful question about human beings and our anxiety states. What you're describing is anxiety. And I guess one of the definitions would be if we become anxious about something that rationally, statistically, is not worth worrying about. Like, I don't worry that a meteor is going to fall on my head tomorrow, but it's statistically, it's a possibility, right? So yes, I think you are overreacting. But by the same token, you are bombarded with this information and this news. And our response with fear is hardwired. And in a tribe, let's go back to evolutionary times, you might be the person to lead us to safety. Because we'd all be sitting there saying, nah, that lion, nah, don't worry about the lion, he's not going to eat us. And there's Carol going, this lion's going to come, he's going to eat us. I'm telling you, this lion is going to really get to us. And so a bunch of us listen to you, Carol, and we go crawl in a cave, and the rest of them get eaten, and your genes persist. So you don't have to blame yourself, but I can tell you that there is hardly a chance that your husband will be affected by a couple of CAT scans. These are just, you know, statistics, and we're trying to figure out, you know, where to draw the line. And I think what most of us feel is that, first of all, let me take it back to a basic thing. In terms of your husband getting cancer, if you really wanted to, I could list for you 10 things that I know he's doing right now, because he's a human being living in a civilized world, that definitely statistically will increase his chances of getting cancer. You know, there are just those simple things like breathing the air, right? Forget drinking, smoking, gaining weight in certain foods, all statistically may have, and just existing, because we think that cosmic rays that come from the Big Bang, from the formation of our universe, are capable of causing mutations and cancer. So if it's logic, then logically, no, the statistics do not tell me. I mean, I wouldn't worry a whit about it. I got other things that I could tell you to worry about, that I would worry about. Now, if he had 50 CAT scans, you may be getting up there where it's worth it. But you also have to think about the good side, because the CAT scans will tell you, indeed, if you have cancer, and we can treat it early. So there are benefits to these kinds of tests, and that's where the balance is. If you find your doctor just doing CAT scans because, you know, they're bored that afternoon, then that's bad. You got to have a good reason for doing these tests. And PET scans, I don't know if anybody has claimed any relevance to radiation in that. So you'll be all right. Let's talk to Ralph. How you doing, Ralph?
Yeah, I have Peyronie's disease, and when my penis is erect, it curves up at a 45-degree angle. I take 800 milligrams of vitamin E a day. I rub vitamin E on my penis, and I take Potaba. All the articles I read online say that it's not a permanent thing. Other articles say it is a permanent thing. I mean, is there any hope for this?
It depends. How long have you had it, and is it getting worse, or is it stable?
18 months I've had it, and it's getting worse.
Okay, well, you need to see a doctor. None of the things you're doing will help, but there are a couple of things that are helpful, and we are crossing our fingers that the feds will approve this year a drug that might be very helpful, because it's a drug that, with an injection, dissolves the scar tissue that's causing you to bend. You remember any trauma whatsoever, Ralph? Did you get hit there or anything like that?
I don't remember any. I can't figure anything that I might have done to create this problem. No.
Yes. No. You wouldn't have done anything. I mean, there are occasional times when men it bends and can snap and cause a scar tissue, but we find that only a minority of men with Peyronie's report something like that. So this must be intrinsic and maybe related to something. There's a thing that happens in the hands of people as they get older called Dupuytren's contracture, where the ring finger and the pinky, too, can bend down to the palm and they can't straighten the hand. And some doctors think this is the same process as Peyronie's. But this new medication, and you might write this down to see if you can find a way of getting it early, is a collagenase, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. With ASE on the end, collagen is the scar tissue that's causing this. Now, worse coming to worse, and because some curves are better than others, you know, a curve like that, 45 to the right, could make intercourse impossible. Your curve in that direction, without getting too specific or gross, you know, you might be able to, quote, work with that for the time being. But surgery can help, and it'll fix it. The problem with the surgery is sometimes it can shorten a man, so I don't know if you've got, you know, inches to spare or whether you want to consider something like that, but I want you to see a urologist who seems, A, interested in you and interested in the problem and seems to have some knowledge about it, and not all of them do. Of course, there are a bunch of things that can be done. Terribly interesting, frustrating condition. And we, estimates are, these maybe 300,000 to 500,000 men have this serious condition, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, Dr. Dean Adell here.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On-Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids' shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop!
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
At Rent-A-Center, they offer name brands you trust. And right now, those brands are free until February the 6th. You heard me right, free. No credit needed. And it's free until February the 6th. Look, if you ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now is the time. Did I mention free? Rent-A-Center, where your satisfaction is always guaranteed.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 6, 2010. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Everyone has questions about preparing their taxes, especially this one.
What's this going to run me?
Well, now at H&R Block, you can get a straightforward price for a straightforward return. Pay just $39 to file a federal 1040 Easy Tax Return and $29 if you need to file a state. And if your taxes are more complex, we can handle that too. Learn more at hrblock.com/1040EZ. Click, call, or come over. Get it right. H&R Block. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040 EZ. Price is available at participating locations.
Start the new year smart. Get all your ink and toner at Office Depot. Always low priced, always in stock, guaranteed. This week, buy any HP ink and get the second half off. Start smart, save big from day one. Ink and toner at Office Depot. Always low priced, always in stock, guaranteed. Office Depot guarantees that its in-store selection of national brand ink, toner, and fax supplies or its remanufactured replacement will be in stock in our store, or we will waive the delivery fee to ship it to your door. HP Ink limit 10 cartridges per household or business.
Pick up tickets today to the 2010 AT&T at Pebble Beach. Go to attpbgolf.com to see PGA Tour pros with high-profile celebrities everywhere. Last year, George Lopez, Tom Brady, Justin Timberlake, Bill Murray, Chris Berman were just some of the celebrities on the course. Stay tuned for more 2010 celebrity updates. Go to attpbgolf.com right now and pick up the tickets for the golfer in your life. With the sports bar atmosphere of the new Fairway Club, ocean views, and the world's best golfers, you can't beat the all-new 2010 AT&T at Pebble Beach this February.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Kim in New York. How you doing, Kim?
Thank you.
You're on the air.
Hi. My question is, about 20 years ago, I had allergy testing, and all of the tests for what people are typically tested for came back positive. I've been symptomatic all of these years. And then I was in a research study about 2 months ago, had the repeat allergy testing with the two types of testing that are done, and everything came back negative. However, I continue to be symptomatic.
Yeah, what is it? What was it you're allergic to?
Dogs, cats, grass, mold.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell you in general, Kim, that allergy testing, while it's better than just guessing, is very, very inconsistent. We talked yesterday, 2 days ago, about peanut allergy. When they took a bunch of kids who tested positive with a blood test, testing the right antibodies, et cetera, and a skin test, skin prick test, considered even more reliable, they only found 6% of them on a challenge where they gave these kids freeze-dried peanuts in a capsule, and then half of them placebo capsules, because if you tell someone who's allergic to chocolate, you're giving them chocolate, they react. Found only 6% of them reacting to it. You never take this advice and do something about it on your own. And I've had people try that. It can be devastating, because you do it wrong, you get an anaphylactic shock, and you die. So be very, very careful. It's just the nature of the beast. You know, it's the nature of the beast, and I don't know how to explain it except that we don't completely understand the details with allergies. And you can have a food you're sensitive to that will not show up on a food allergy test, but will actually increase your reaction to heat and water and histamines in your blood and cause hives. And we can't find that food allergy on a standard allergy test, but when you take that food, it definitely increases your risk for other types of reactions. So it is about clinically. In other words, sometimes doctors say, listen, if you've dealt with a lifelong allergy and you really think you're allergic to it, come on in the office where you're safe. I will give you the substance you think you're allergic to, and maybe you'll find out that it's all been in your head or something. I don't know. So I respect clinical. If you feel you're reacting to those things, just stay away from them as best you can. Some things you can't. That's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Hurry in during Sports Authority's winter liquidation sale and save up to 62% off original prices on jackets and pants. See store for details. Get fit and save this week with your choice of a ProForm 10.0 ZT treadmill or iSeries 785F elliptical for an incredible $599.99, a savings of $600 off the original price. Save on running shoes from Nike, Asics, Adidas, and New Balance. This week only, the men's Adidas Vanquish is just $29.99. Save big this week at Sports Authority.
It doesn't matter where you are, KGO is there with you. Whether you're at home or at the office, on vacation, or even at lunch, listen live online through your computer or even your mobile device. And now, KGO is available in the iTunes radio directory with a great-sounding broadband stream. Listen to KGO's award-winning programming and get the best news talk coverage and, of course, the best talk radio in the country. To start listening online today, go to KGOradio.com or look under Talk in your iTunes radio directory.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit KGOradio.com.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. Okay, this is good news.